Christmas, everybody. Good to see you. And thank you for coming out on your holiday. We appreciate you being here. Not everybody's here, and we appreciate you guys being here.
Jerry, happy to see Sam and Jacoby at least be recognized as first alternate, but a little disappointed maybe, especially Sam talked about as far as being a Pro Bowl kind of punter.
Yeah, let me talk a little bit about Sam, if I may. Thank you for your question. I think the fans got it right. The fans proved to be more informed than the experts in this particular regard, in my opinion. Sam has got his team as the number one net punt and number one gross punt team in the league, if you're looking just at numbers, which I'm assuming people did. And that's hard to do. It's hard to do both. And other numbers that just jump out at you, I mean, he's the lowest, one of the lowest numbers in percentage of return balls, one of the lowest numbers in percent in yards returned, one of the highest percentage of inside the 20 punts in the league. And besides that, he's probably, and I don't have numbers to back it up, but I suspect that the numbers would back me up to say he's probably the best holder in the history of football. He's held for 3 Pro Bowl kickers since he's been here. This last year, he held for 3 different snappers, actually 4 counting Haloti. I mean, what more has a guy got to do? I guess that's the way I look at it. And this is met as no disrespect for the 2 outstanding players that made it. But Sam, the reason we do what we do is because Sam can do it. And the season he's had has been phenomenal. And he went through an off season where he got some undeserved criticism that was thrown out there and some people swallowed it and then spit it back up. And his family endured that. And all Sam did was work. And take care of his family. He's a great husband and a father, an outstanding member of his community. And this is a model for pro athletes. If anybody wants to look at a pro athlete, I say, look at Sam. Be like Sam. His teammates have an enormous amount of respect for him. And the thing I think has happened here is because he's such an unassuming team man that he doesn't seek attention for himself, that I think he's been overlooked for a number of years, certainly not by us, not by his teammates. He has not been overlooked. And we are passionate in our support of Sam Cook because he's such an outstanding man and an outstanding player. He's the other thing that I think is largely unnoticed, but to a very few, is he's changing the game right now. And the things that he's doing, because he's so skilled, nobody else is doing them. And it's changing the way football is played. And there's not too many guys that will have that legacy. And Sam Cook will be one of those guys because others are going to look at him. He said, that was the guy that started this style of football. My support for Sam is unwavering. And I have immense amount of loyalty to him and his family. And I feel for Sam at this point in time because this is the one time where I wanted him to get that recognition. And I think back to the Super Bowl. When the game was on the line, when there was 11 seconds left in the game to win the championship, we gave the ball to Sam twice in a row, and he brought home the trophy for us. That's how I feel about Sam Cook.
Can you describe how he's changing the game?
Well, he has a variety of punts. He uses different techniques and different skills that he has to put the ball in different places where it's hard to field. That's generally what happens. When you watch the game, you'll see guys chasing the ball rather than camping under it.
Line drive punts. I mean, notice more of those specifically.
That's one of the things that he's doing. Yes, is the ball is low and on the ground. Yes.
I think I've asked you this before, but how many punts does he have in his bag of tricks?
He's got a lot of them. Yeah.
Over 10?
He's got a lot.
I have no idea.
Good.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And again, very Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.